Decades ago, when I began to manifest myself, I found it really difficult. Not the individual components of manifesting, but the belief in what I was doing. And as time went on, and as I built up my own techniques, I realized that the founding fathers of manifesting, who are the pure law of attraction, where you just purely bring into existence through belief in your mind and your heart alone, there's a big disconnect with what they teach and how most people live their lives today. Now, there are some people that very easily can close their eyes, drop into their heart, and believe the visualizations as being true in that moment, and they find that those things come to them quickly, and that is the most beautiful, blissful process of manifesting. However, as I just mentioned, nowadays, a lot of us have a hard time in believing what we see or what we feel. So what I've done through my own personal experience and from my own personal gain in manifesting when I began many decades ago was to create what I call hacks. And my manifesting hacks are all about believing in yourself, building the trust in each step. So when you close your eyes and visualize, when you affirm, when you believe, when you speak, when you do, all of those things reaffirm the inner belief. And as that inner belief grows and you believe it truly yourself through practice, those things you desire come into your life. The other thing I want to mention about manifesting is a lot of people confuse manifesting their desires and changing someone else's will as the same thing when they are not. When you manifest, the vibration of manifestation, of potential, must align with you and must align with the universe around you. If somebody is doing something else, and their vibration and their will is going in a different direction, no matter how hard you try, they have their own free will and they will manifest that which they desire in their life. And if you two don't align, you can't force somebody to come into your manifesting world. However, if those vibrations do align and if it is meant to be, then the vibrations will change over time and then those things will come to you. But it's not about changing someone's will. It's about moving your course and vibration to the right path for you. And then what will manifest will appear on your path as easy as that. Now, how do you believe in what you're visualizing and what you want to manifest? It's through practice. You just simply manifest through visualization, the law of attraction style, and believing it in your heart over and over and over again. And one of the best times to do it is when you're falling asleep because you're highly influenced at that point as you're falling asleep. But if you'd like to learn a little bit more about my hacks on how to manifest more quickly, to believe in yourself and to believe in what you're manifesting, I'll leave a link to my manifesting course below. But I do hope you realize that manifesting is your birthright. You have every ability right now to do it. You just need to practice. Big love to you and happy manifesting.